Welcome to Loud and Local. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative, and we have artist Clockwork Owl. She will be playing some originals and some covers, and follow her on her YouTube and Facebook.
Just fine. I can be her and you can be him, and we can both sink while the rest all swim. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by all day long. Can pretend that our fates are entwined. The beautiful lies, a beautiful kind. Everybody knows that the sun still sets, and everybody gives and everybody gets. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by all day long. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by all day long. I can be the one that you just can't shake till you swear that your eyes go blind. We can disappear till the sun burns a hole in the life that we left behind. And I just won't stop till my heart gives way and you and I are a long lost man. There's nothing very much you wouldn't do to be the last of the women you romance with. The last of the women you romance with. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by little by all day long. Little by little by little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little by all day long. You wear your mask, I'll wear mine. They don't come cheap, but they fit just fine. We can pretend that our fates are entwined. The beautiful lies, the beautiful kind.
Artist Clockwork Owl. And what was that song called?
It was by the Fratellis and it's called Imposters.
Okay. See, I didn't even know that was a cover. It was awesome.
Wandering a life that's empty as the hollow hearts of men. I can't, but I've tried to learn to have strength to trust again. A resolution, it falls like a storm in an abyss. I can't fix my resolve like this. Shark in the water, there's no turning back from it all. They took my body, they took my soul, they took my thoughts, left me nothing but all these pirates are holding me down. They took my reason, they took my mind, they took my spirit, left nothing behind these pirates, holding me down. Trying to listen to hope that's drowned out by the constant silent screams. Hearing you spoke more about life and less about dreams. It's time to see past all those masks and to be free. Look into those mirror eyes and see nothing staring back at me. Forsaken, my life all in a rush, and like the mistake that it was. They took my body, they took my soul, they took my thoughts, left me nothing at all. These pirates are holding me down. They took my reason, they took my mind, they took my spirit, left nothing behind. These pirates holding me down. Buried in my life, lost without a thought, held hostage for something I haven't got. Vandalized my mind, rocked before I learned to walk, and still not going anywhere. They took my body, they took my soul, they took my thoughts, left me nothing at all. These pirates are holding me down. They took my reason, they took my mind, they took my spirit, left nothing behind. These pirates are holding me down, 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 down.
If you're just now tuning in to WPGU, artist Clockwork Al is here. There seems to be a theme of sharks tonight. She has a capo, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A capo that looks like a shark. And I heard the lyric shark and I was like, oh my gosh.
That song was called Pirates. Fun fact, I dressed up as a pirate for Halloween and I didn't realize that there was a link. And then I was getting dressed and I was like, hey, wait, I have a song about this. And I got really excited.
Isn't there, like, a restaurant or something on Halloween that, like, you dress up as a pirate and you get, like, free food or something?
I did not know that, but
I feel like it might be, like, Krispy Kreme donuts or something. You, like,
right,
come as a pirate and you get free donuts.
I am definitely looking into this because I have a dope-ass Halloween costume. No. Okay, this next song is a cover of an Elliott Smith song called I Figured You Out.
Seen you watching her every time she crosses the floor. So why don't you just go talk to the one you really adore? Getting pretty used to being ignore when somebody wants you. I've seen it before. You're every kind of color. There ain't nothing that you won't claim. Your ambition and promise, your addiction to fame. Everyone's got a dollar sign after the name. When somebody wants you, you treat them just the same. So go on and pick up, you don't care what poison you choose or what person you lose. It should have been me, yeah. Shouldn't it be? Crushing quiet, blows in through your window to someone who wants you that you'll never know. But I'll pick up around you, clear everything out, leave you where I found you. I figured you out.
Smith cover, The Ultimate Sad Boy. I love it.
Little bit in love with him. Just a little bit.
I heard they, like, took down his...
his wall?
Yeah.
I was so sad. I was, like, actually kind of angry about that.
I always wanted a picture in front of it.
Yeah, right? And, like, I have this plan to go to L.A. and, like, yeah, but they've turned it into a cafe where they put the wall in... not a cafe, a bar, where they put the wall inside. And I think that's kind of a dick move because alcoholism was a problem for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, of all things he could have done, why are you doing that? Yeah.
I'm angry. Oh, she's using the shark.
Yep.
She's using the shark. Hey, Beau.
This next song does not have a title because I don't know what to call it yet, but I'm sure something will come to me eventually.
Maybe our listeners can, like...
I mean, if anyone has a suggestion, yeah, go for it.
On her Facebook page, follow.
Cool.
He's back, he brings with him visions of torn down battlements, crumbling walls. Breached the fortress, exposed the vulnerable, stood and stared as the city falls. Trust for years in this place is the one purveyor of the longest con. Broke us from the inside, and if I can't trust him, I can't trust anyone. Demands his victory, knows for sure that he will succeed. Rips it from my hands, and finally, when he's content, he leaves.
Clockwork Owl, I feel like naming a song is really hard. I'm trying to think of something. I don't know.
Especially, like, that doesn't have a chorus or anything. It's just thoughts.
Because I feel like if you had, like, a chorus, you could just be, like, pull that word from it.
Yeah,
but, like,
just a random noun. That's what I did with Pirates. I feel like it felt the most relevant.
Maybe it'll come to you in a dream.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Okay, the next song is by a band. I just realized with my set list that I've alternated covers and originals, so that's nice.
I like that. That was a good setup.
It was an accident, honestly. But this is by a band called Monsters of Folk, and it's called Temescal. That was the wrong chords.
Putting on my power ratchets as a rose. Dynamite the mountain, now I'm walking up the road. Oh, love we made at gunpoint wasn't love at all. The dancing in the valley, the moon's the mirror ball. Blew open my mind, now it's an empty room. Swinging in the hammock, dogs are walking across the room. I watch you braid your hair, you're from another time. When the earth wasn't so angry and God was on our side. Searching west and east and all points in between and underneath the lines of thought. There and then you know. The mind stole tomorrow, hid it underground. We've combed with heavy magnets, but it still hasn't been found. I'm sweating out my secrets in a Temescal. Screaming in the sky that a star's about to fall. Looking through the trees, cities and the seas. Things we've seen on these on the lawn. They're there and then they're gone. 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 Searching west and east. All the points in between and underneath the hand of God. There and then you know.
If you're tuning in to WPGU, artist Clockwork Al is here in the building. How many more songs do you have left?
I technically two, but one's like a mashup between a few, so that goes on for a little bit.
I'm like getting lost in watching your fingers like play on the guitar. I'm loving it. I'm getting lost in the sauce.
In the sauce.
In the sauce of your strumming.
All right, should I just?
Yes.
Okay, this next song is called Come Around, and it's mashed up with a couple of well-known, hopefully-ish songs that hopefully people listening will recognize.
Charm can get you places the logic just can't read. Playing a mind game you can learn but never tease. Radio silence after feeling like the one. Your game had ended, for I knew it had begun. Tear along the line. We're going to be fine. Don't feel a thing. And you're mistaken if you think I'll be waiting when you come around. Showed your gentle side, I thought it was just me. Wrapped round your finger, cause of the Adonis you can be. The way you're hiding makes you harder to detect. Looking at you makes me wonder, what did I expect? Tear along the line. You're going to be fine. Don't mean a thing. And you're mistaken if you think I'll be waiting when you come around. It'll all catch up with you someday. Balance ain't as easy as the game you play. Demonstrated that you're all the same, but I'm still caught in and can't escape your hurricane. I hope this time was different, but sense says it's untrue. It's just raw emotion that's indebted me to you. Strung along the line, I'm going to be fine. Just dream of me and psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Better run, 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 run away. Hey, psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Better run, 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 run away. Hey, 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 look at him, look at me. That boy's bad, and honestly, he's a wolf in disguise. But I can't stop staring in those evil eyes. Asked my friend if she'd seen him round before. She mumbled something while we got down on the floor. Baby, we might have fucked, not really sure, don't quite recall. But something tells me that I've seen him. Yeah, that boy is a monster. 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 And he's mistaken if he thinks I'll be waiting for you when you come around.
Clockwork Owl taking us all around. Wait, question.
Go on.
Did you, like, find that arranged, or did you, like, just mix it?
Oh, Come Around, I wrote myself.
Oh, my gosh.
And then while I was writing it, I was, like, the chorus, I was, like, these chords sound kind of familiar. Oh, my God, it's Psycho Killer. And then I was listening to Lady Gaga the other day, and I was, like, hey. And I just thought it'd all work. And Monster is actually about a really similar subject matter to Come Around, so I was like, it just works.
It's coming full circle.
Right?
You, like, mastered the psycho killer, like, the fa-fa-fa. Because I had that app, Acapella, and you would, like, do the different videos and, like, put them together.
Oh,
and yeah. I tried to do that song, like, as a joke, uh-huh. and I couldn't do it. So you, like, you had it mastered.
My favorite one of those I've ever seen is this woman just doing the one to doing Yeah by Usher. She's so into
wait,
it.
Wait, I did an Usher one,
did
too,
you?
And it was, oh, God. I think it's on Twitter. Like, I need to delete those. They cannot be seen by anybody.
If for anyone listening, go find Camilla's
no,
Twitter.
No, don't. Please don't.
All right, how long have I got? Because, okay, yeah,
yeah,
I think.
Perfect amount of
good
timing.
This last one is, nobody ever expects this from me because I'm a 5'3 chick, but it's a lot of fun to do, and it's probably my favorite song to close with ever, so. He was a fast machine, he kept his motor clean. He was the best damn fella that I'd ever seen. He had these sightless eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with his American thighs, taking more than a share, had me fighting for air. He told me to come, but I was already there, 'cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it, and you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Working double time on that seduction line. He was one of a kind, and he was mine, oh my. Wanted no applause, just another course. Made a meal out of me, and come back for more. Had to cool me down for another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing, 'cause the walls are shaking, the earth is quaking, my mind is aching. We were making love and you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Knocking me out when you shook me all night long. You had me shaking when you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me. Yeah, you took me all night long. Thank you so much.
I love that you closed with that song. The Young Brothers would be very proud. I love it. Okay, I'm just going to ask you some random questions. But,
cool.
Okay, so I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
When you, like, play your music, what do you hope to, like, give your audience? Like, or what is your music about, I guess?
My songs are kind of about different things. It's honestly, I've honestly, like, I've tried to figure out what my writing process is, and it just, I don't think I have, it just comes out. So my songs are usually about what's going on at the time in my life, and I guess I hope to connect with people about that, because, like, I don't know how much people listen to lyrics, but, like, I've sat down with friends and showed them lyrics, and they've said that, like, they might not necessarily feel it about the same subject matter, but they can relate to
right.
what I've said. And that is one of the biggest compliments I could get. Because, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I hope to do.
Yeah. I mean, I love looking up, like, the lyrics of a
mm-hmm.
song. And I feel like when you're talking with your friends about lyrics,
yeah.
you're like, they might think it's about something completely different, but you guys can still, like, relate. So, did you grow up here?
No, I actually am from Hong Kong, and I grew up
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's crazy. Has that? Did that, like, how did you end up here?
It was actually just for university because I'm studying robotics. So it's a great, it's a great university for engineering. So I was initially going to go to the UK, but I ended up here instead. And I mean, I'm not complaining at all because it's a great place.
It's great for music. Like, this place is slept on.
That was not something I was expecting. I was just like, robotics degree, because, like, that's honestly my backup career if music doesn't work out, and I'd be happy playing with robots for the rest of my life. So
you, like, you have a good way out.
It's a win-win for me.
I'm jealous. So, what, like, how did you get into music, or, like, what's your training background with your guitar and singing and...
So music, I just, it clicked with me at, I wouldn't say a very young age, because my parents weren't super into music, so I was maybe 10-ish when I started discovering it. My favorite band since then has been the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I recently got this done.
Yes.
They were a big inspiration for me, and I just really wanted to learn how to play the guitar at one point, so I took lessons for about 10 months, and then I've been self-taught since then, and I've been playing for over 7 years now. The singing came in because I wanted to play live, but I wasn't, it was about a year and a bit into playing guitar, and I didn't think I was good enough to just play guitar, so I tried singing, and then nobody complained, so I went with it.
You were just like, I'm gonna see what happens when I yell into the microphone.
I mean, that is pretty much how my first couple shows went, so.
So, do you have any other artists that really, like, made you wanna play your music?
I don't know if you've heard of The Tallest Man on Earth. Oh, yeah. He's a big one. Elliot Smith, like, he's
the man, the myth, the legend.
Perfect. I feel like there's a few that I just never really think of, but they probably influenced me in some way without, like, there's definitely people that I don't realize they influenced me, but, yeah.
You just, like, hear stuff and you're like, oh. Do you think, like, do you want to continue, like, so you said, is music, like, your main priority right now, or... it's just, like, you split it between everything else going on in your
life. Try to do that, because the robotics thing is still really important to me, because I enjoy it a lot. I actually took the semester off to work with a robotics company down in Research Park for a little bit, and I'm trying to do a lot of, like, as much music as I can in that time, because I won't have to worry about exams or homework or anything, because work is just, you go.
And you're just...
Yeah.
Going. How do you think your music would be, like, if you were back home in Hong Kong? Like,
the DIY scene and, like, getting your stuff out there is a lot harder back home.
Right.
Yeah.
It's big. It's the big place.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, I'm really amazed by the scene we have here. Like, I feel like, I mean, I don't know that much about other cities in America, but I don't think... Like, this is probably up there. I know that Champaign-Urbana was in an article of the top 12 music cities or something like
that.
Like, not including the major cities like Nashville and stuff like that. But, no, it's... Yeah, there's nothing like this back home. And it definitely wouldn't be going as well as it is.
Right. I mean, there's so many people, like, trying different things here, too, and... So you had a show last night. Are you playing, like, any other shows around anytime soon?
On the 15th of November, I'll be playing at Brew Lab with Pizza FM. So, I see that rivalry.
We're all friends. We're all friends here in Shambana. So, I, like, asked this question before, but... Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable playing in front of strangers, or...
Yeah, actually.
Sometimes I think that's, like, an interesting question to ask.
Yeah. I know that the first few times I ever played, before going on, I would be super, like, ready, like almost sweating, really like hands shaking and stuff. But as soon as I got on stage and started playing, all of that just melted away. So that lasted for a while, and I still get it every once in a while, but I'm used to it, and honestly, I just really enjoy sharing music with people, like whether it's mine or other people's. Or
right, I think being nervous is like a good thing to feel before you. I don't know, I like being nervous before.
I mean, the adrenaline helps.
Yeah, and then afterwards you probably feel like a million bucks. You're like, I just played in front of like all these people I don't know.
One thing that helped me a lot, actually, is for the last couple of years, I'm not at this point, but I actually ran an open mic with Music for the Masses at the Union every other week. It still happens. Shameless plug. There's one this Saturday, I think. But, yeah, so I played at all of those, and it really helped me get used to playing in front of people. So...
You're, like, inspiring me to learn the guitar. Actually, I want to learn how to play the bass, but, like, mm-hmm. we'll see what happens. I'm going to ask for one for Christmas.
Honestly, but. Yeah, go for it. I actually picked up a bass a couple weeks ago that I've been learning to play, and it's a bit, like, it's not a very good quality one. It was secondhand and, like, $50. So, I wasn't
Take
expecting.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean... I know a lot of people start off on acoustic before going to bass, even if they know they want to do bass. I just think you should go for whatever you're feeling.
I just like feel like every time I'm listening to something, I'm like, oh yes, more bass. Like mm-hmm. people like the bass.
I mean, if it's not there, like if you ever listen to a song without bass, it sounds so strange.
It really does. It's like you don't even realize because everyone's like, oh, it's such a like simple, but it's like it's holding everything together. But, okay, I think we're going to close out, but thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much for having
Follow me. Follow Clockwork Owl on YouTube and get her to 100 subscribers so her URL will be a lot shorter than it is. You were, like, looking at it. I was like, should I read it out loud?
I'm not allowed to change it until I get to 100, and it's just a random string of, like, 30 characters right now. So if I could get that to Clockwork Owl Music, that'd be great.
And then Facebook also, and it's, like, facebook.com/ClockworkOwlMusic. Okay, so...
No spaces or anything, just straight one word.
Check out her wonderful music, and tune in next week for Loud and Local from 7 to 8. Thank you.